President Biden has ordered pipes to be replaced in 10 years. First off, your reaction to that?
It's excellent news. We did hear that was coming. It's something that especially East Side residents have been extremely concerned about. And so to hear the support of the administration for homeowners and renters on the East Side specifically, this was great news.
The 10-year timeline, how feasible is it for Buffalo to identify and replace the pipelines in the lead pipes in 10 years?
Well, yeah, I'm first and foremost, I am no plumber, nor am I an architect. But Buffalo has already begun that work in identifying where the lead pipes are. Over 2 years ago, we partnered with other grassroots organizations and the Buffalo Sewer Authority to start to map where are the lead pipes, where are the galvanized pipes in our community. Buffalo was ahead of the curve and releasing that map a year ahead of time. And so we've already been doing that work, that first step, trying to figure out where these lead and galvanized pipes are in our city. That's the work that Open Buffalo has been doing this summer to work with residents, work with homeowners to identify that. So seeing that we've begun this work already, my hope is that we would be able to accomplish this in 10 years. But I do recognize that that's a very aggressive timeline for possibly over 60,000 lead service lines.
And what will this mean to have lead water pipes replaced?
Well, I think it would. Buffalo, we know it's an old city. We know that there are toxins in our homes. There's toxins in our soil, toxins in our pipes. There's a growing awareness and consciousness around the product in our home and ensuring that we're not bringing toxins into our home. I believe that Buffalo has pretty good water quality, so we need to make sure that the water actually makes it into our homes and that it's not running through lead pipes. So I think just having that that approach to ensure that everyone in the city of Buffalo has equal access to high quality water should be the highest priority for us all. Prices of food and water, eggs, everything is skyrocketing in our community. So, you know, maybe 2 years ago, we could have afforded to go and buy some Poland Springs or Smart Water. But now, you know, families have to start cutting costs. And that could potentially mean starting to drink our tap water, right? And we also have to trust that the water that we're ingesting in our bodies, that we're giving our newborn babies, that it's safe. And I think more we'll start to see families making the decision to stop buying water that's produced in factories and plastic containers and relying on the water that's right here in our own city. But we have to trust that it's not running through lead pipes.